Hi everyone. I'm Val, and this is my AMA. For those of you who don't know, for reaching 200 followers. Oh God, I didn't even say thank you. Thank you. All of you individually. Thank you so fucking much for. I'm a good amount past 200 followers already. Like, that is incredible, and I never thought that I'd make it this far. Like, there are over 200 people who looked at my account and listened to the stuff I made and decided that they wanted to hear more of it, and that is fucking amazing. It's incredible, and I never thought that I would get here, and I never thought that I would, you know, make it to the point where I am now. I'm so sorry. I never thought that I'd make it to the point that I am now, where I have all of you with me, and, you know, I'm really grateful for each and every one of you, and for the community we've built. You all are so sweet to me and so wonderful, and I think you are all so amazing, and so thank you. Like, deep down from the bottom of my heart, thank you for supporting me and, you know, giving me an additional reason to continue this hobby that I love so, so much. You know, audio creation, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go on a bit of a ramble right now, but audio creation is never something that I thought would be a big thing in my life. When I first posted my audio, my first audio, the sleep aid one, it was on a whim. I didn't think it would get anywhere. I didn't think it would do anything, but then, you know, I've kept making audios, and I've met some amazing people, and, you know, I've learned, I've learned that I love audio creation in general, and, you know, part of the reason that I've continued doing this is because, you know, I want to keep making good content, not just for me, and not just to make stuff I'm proud of, but for you guys, and for you to all hear, and, you know, because anyways, that was a bit of a ramble, I'm sorry. I asked a little bit ago for you guys to send me some questions, and I would answer it drunk. As an AMA, I probably put that in the description and the title, but if you haven't been able to tell, I have imbibed. I'm pretty intoxicated. I was just playing video games and chatting with my friends, and it was great. But yeah, so I'm gonna answer your questions now. Also, I have a drink with me. I've had a few drinks today, but right now, I'm not gonna say anything, because in case it's a question. Oh, also, I haven't looked at the questions yet. I'm going to do the questions. Okay. Oopsies. Yes, so I'm just gonna get into it. Sorry I rambled for so long. I don't know. Oh, but yes. Okay, so first of all, from Shy Little Wolf, Mama Shy, she says, "Congrats, Val, so happy for you. Can't say enough great things about you, hun. I have loved getting to know you these last few months. Such a beautiful soul. Really excited for this AMA. Here are a couple questions to throw in your queue that people might want to hear answers to. Shy, you're amazing. Oh my god, you warm my heart." Okay, so the first question is, what's your favorite kind of audio to do? Honestly, I really love audios where I get to act fully, right? Like, I get to completely not be me, which I guess sounds kind of weird, but I really love acting. So, like, the most recent one I did, a matter of life and death. Or I guess it's not going to be most recent by the time this is up, but the most recent as the time I'm recording this, which is 3:18 in the morning, January, February, March, April, May 22. A matter of life and death. I really loved, because I really, really got to be a character, someone that I'm not, and that was really, really fun. So I really, really like that, and I want to do more like that. Acting, what's been your favorite character to portray? Okay. Oh God, I should have my audio index open. Let's see what I've posted. Okay. So acting wise, I like to think that I put a little bit of myself in every character that I've portrayed. But yeah, like I said, I really, really loved A Matter of Life and Death. That one was really, really fun. I really loved being Calypso in Welcome to Calypso's Confectionery, because, you know, she was so fun to be. Like, as I was recording, I felt like I was possessed by the spirit of Calypso herself, because it was so not me, but it was so fun, and I absolutely fucking loved that. So that was great. What's your favorite song? I don't know if I have a favorite song at the moment. I listen to a lot of stuff. I really like Daniel Caesar. Yes, I absolutely love Daniel Caesar. I went to one of his concerts before all of this, you know, pandemic and lockdown stuff happened, and that was so fun. Oh God, that was amazing. I love Daniel Caesar. I love Her. H.E.R. Not just Her. I'm not just throwing out a pronoun and not giving a name. What else do I listen to? Let me put up my Spotify, see what I've listened to most recently. Okay, opening up my Spotify. Let's see. I'm gonna take a sip while I do this. Okay, so I've been listening to a lot of like rock, punk rock lately. Paramore, lots of like Billy Talent, who I fucking love, Evanescence, Fall Out Boy, some Green Day, Jimmy Eat World, Linkin Park, Mother, I've really liked recently. What's my Febreze thing just went off. What's my favorite song right now? Also, sorry, that squeaking is my mouse wheel. Maybe I'll just use my trackpad. My favorite song right now is... I've realized I've gone on a tangent. I haven't meant to. It's just kind of what happens. Let's see. Oh, I really like Duw. I don't know how to pronounce it. He has a song. He hasn't made music in a while. He only has like 5 songs or something, and then he stopped releasing music. But I really like Own Way by Duw. I've just been saying two. I'll link it in the body of the post if I remember to. It's so fucking good. So I'll say that's my favorite right now. Okay. Another one from Shy. These have all been from Shy so far. What's your favorite, what's your drink of choice? What you gonna drink during the AMA? Okay, perfect. Okay, my drink of choice, I would say, is usually anything that doesn't taste like alcohol. I'm not a fan of alcohol taste. I think it's gross, but I do like getting drunk. What am I gonna drink during the AMA? Well, before the AMA, I had vodka with orange juice, which was gross because I hate the taste of vodka. It tastes like cheap hand sanitizer. What I assume cheap hand sanitizer tastes like. I haven't drank cheap hand sanitizer, and I don't suggest you do either. And then I had a couple glasses of Fireball and Coke. Oh, I fucking love Fireball. That's like the one alcohol that I can drink straight. And then right now, I am drinking Palm Bay 0G Sugar Tangerine Mist. It doesn't taste like much, and when I'm sober, I don't like it, but because I am drunk now, it is half decent. And favorite Disney movie, Mulan. Easy. I absolutely, like, when I was younger, I remember, like, I'd watch Mulan and be like, hey, she kind of looks like me, and I loved it, and she is such a strong, well, okay, no, I haven't watched the live action movie for reasons that I won't get into, but cartoon Mulan, like, I looked up to her so much, like, she's so amazing and incredible, and she was, like, my role model growing up, and she's easily my favorite Disney princess, and also, it's thundering outside if you can hear. But yeah, she's my favorite Disney princess, and she's my favorite Disney movie, Mulan, is. And the songs are amazing. I love Mulan. So thank you, Shai. You're great, and I think you're amazing, and I absolutely look up to your content. And you as a person, and I think you're great. I have to burp. Oh, Insomnia! Insomnia_Swede commented, congrats, Belle, would love to hear you sing more. Also, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you. I will sing more just for you, Insomnia. So thank you. And V, just_call_me_V said, congrats, Belle, and thank you. You are amazing also. Oh, this is making me so happy and warm. Oh, I love you guys. I love all of you. Oh, you're amazing. Okay. And then, Holly_shittamolly, my BB, made a big comment that I'm not gonna read out loud. You're fucking great. Oh, I love you. Okay. And then Venomous said, Val, congratulations on reaching 200 BB heart. The only question I've got for you is this. For the people, why did you start making audios in the first place? And what made you want to become a VA? Okay, why did I start making audios in the first place? I think I mentioned this earlier, but it was kind of on a whim. I'd been listening to audios for a good while. Not a good while. That makes it sound like a really long time. For a few months. I'd been listening to audios in this community for a few months. I just kind of decided that I wanted to give back to the community that had given me so much, if that makes sense. Also, sorry, my nose is kind of plugged right now. It gets like this when I'm drunk. So there's a bit of sniffling. I apologize if you don't like that. Anyways. Yes, so I wanted to give back to the community that had given to me so much, because I'd gotten into the audio community just by fluke, like the audio community here on Reddit. It was an accident, really. But I found so many audios that, like, because, like, you know, of course I love, like, the explicit stuff. But I found myself really gravitating towards just the casual domestic things, the sweet stuff, the safer work stuff, BFE, GFE content, I loved. And, you know, for a few days I was like, what if I had made that for other people? I never particularly thought that I had a nice voice, but I knew I had a voice, so I knew that, you know, out of the 7 to 8 billion people on Earth, and however many hundreds of thousands of people are on Reddit, there'd be at least one person who liked my voice. And so I was like, you know what, yeah, if there's just this one person that likes my voice, I'll make content for them, just in case they come across it. So yeah, that's why I started making audios. What made me want to become a VA? So obviously the giving back to the community was a big part of it, because audios helped me through a lot. With this whole pandemic thing. But honestly, okay, so here's the thing, right? I love making audios for all of you, and I love it so much. But part of the draw was I found that I really, really love editing. Like, that's kind of weird. And, you know, a lot of people don't like hearing the sound of their own voice. And I don't particularly care about my voice, but I love editing. I love trying to make my audios as immersive as possible. And I think that's what took me from, you know, just like someone who's making audios to a VA, I guess. I don't know if that sounds conceited. Because I think everyone who's ever made an audio is a VA because they're acting with their voice, you know? But yeah, I think what turned me from someone who just made a sleep aid once into a VA was, you know, how much I genuinely put into the acting and then afterwards editing into making my audios as immersive as possible before I got lazy and then kind of phoned it in for the ending. But yeah, so that's a good thing. Also, I just remembered, I was gonna say this before I started recording, but I forgot. Or not before I started recording, but like at the start of the recording. But I'm probably gonna have just like some what is it, copyright free music playing in the background. One, because there's thunder going on in the background, like I said. But two, because I like background noise. And so you guys get to hear background noise too. So yeah, okay. So thank you, Venom.
It's either bit chillin or bitch illin. BITCHILLIN.
Thank you for commenting, first of all. You're great. Age, height, and hobbies. Just some basic things to get to know you a little better first, as long as you're comfortable with that. Thank you very much, bitchillin. I'm not gonna give away my age, but I am, don't worry, I'm definitely not a minor, you are safe here. I'm just not comfortable giving off specifics. But height, I am 5'8", I am a tall one. And hobbies, this is a hobby. It's a very fun hobby that I love so much, probably one of my favorite hobbies in a while. I also do art. If you haven't been able to tell, or if, you know, you haven't been paying attention, which is totally fine, I don't blame you. All of my profile pictures up until this point have been drawn by me. Sometimes I will post my art on my Twitter. Follow me at Valerice, same as here. plugging my Twitter. So like my banner on Twitter is Kirby. That I drew sleeping Kirby because I love Kirby. Anyone who knows me knows that I love Kirby so much. And you know, my profile picture here on Reddit and on my Twitter is something I drew by myself. So I love art. I've also drawn thus far. I've drawn, oopsies, I banged my table, sorry. I've also drawn Lone Penguin 48's profile picture. I think that's still his profile picture. Actually, I'm gonna check first. Reddit.com. Lone Penguin 48. If it would let me fucking type, please, that would be great. There we go. Okay. I can't see Peng's profile picture. But yes, I've also drawn his thing at one point. I can't tell if it's his profile picture right now, but I have. I've also drawn Igrokyu. I've drawn his profile picture so far. So yeah, I love drawing is what I'm getting at. Sorry, I went on a bit of a tangent there. I got distracted. What was I talking about? Oh yes, it's okay. Hobbies, yes. Okay, I remember. Drawing, I really love. I also, you know, it's a singing count as a hobby? I'm gonna say it's a hobby because I like pretending I have multiple hobbies. I've also been picking up bass guitar recently, which I fucking love. By recently, I mean like I got my bass in January. And then I just fucking words Oh, and then, you know, I had to stop for a while because school was a priority, but I have been picking up bass again, and I fucking love it. I've sculpted a few times, just like tiny little things, but I've enjoyed sculpting. Very much an artistic person. Also, like, you know, I write scripts every so often. I've been trying to write a couple scripts, but, you know, I suck. But yeah, so those are some of my hobbies. Honestly, though, a lot of my time is taken up with schoolwork. So, you know, fun. But yes, thank you so much, Bichillin. You are amazing. And thank you. Okay. And then holy underscore shitamoli, my BB, love you so much. You're so great. Ask me a good amount of questions. One, how are you so cool? Well, you know, I'm just trying to learn from you. Two, if you could voice any character from a movie / TV, If you could voice any character from a movie / TV show / whatever, who would it be and why? Okay, so any sexy lady from a video game ever, I would like. but I think, okay. So this isn't really voicing a character, but I'm going to start talking about dream roles now, because that is what I've decided to do. I don't watch a lot of musicals, but I've watched a good amount of musicals in my life. My dream role, like dream role among dream roles, like the main thing I want to be, not in real life, in a musical, obviously, is JD from Heathers, the musical, not the movie. I mean, the movie is cool too, but the musical specifically is what I mean. Is he a problematic character? Absolutely. Is he also a dude and I am not? Absolutely. But one, I think I would like to make Heathers gay. Yes. one, I would love to be JD because, like LGBT representation. And that is definitely not a healthy relationship and might not be good, but... you know, I still want to be JD. Two, bomb-ass songs. Absolutely fucking love, his parts and songs and his songs. Like, Our Love is God. Ooh, sheesh. So good. And then, I've never said sheesh in my life before. I don't know why I just did that. I'm so sorry. You know, like, Our Love is God. Amazing. Freeze Your Brain. Oh my God. Freeze Your Brain. Suck on that straw, get lost in the pain. Shut your eyes tight till you vanish from sight. Let nothing remain. Oh, so good. Oh, I love that. But yeah, so JD from Heathers is my number one dream role. Number two dream role, Gaston for Beauty and the Beast. Self-explanatory. and then number three dream role, I can't remember. Any sexy lady from any video game ever. Ever. Jesus. I would like to, it'd be cool, really cool to be, like, in an anime or something and voice, like, the, you know, like, the tall, glasses lady with, you know, she has, like, a birthmark on her face and she... You know, she's cool and analytical and big titties. I would like to be that character too. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about that now. Number three, warm or cold weather? Warm. Absolutely. I'm not a fan of the cold. Yeah, I don't like the cold. Yes, that is it. Five, tell me your frog name, I fucking dare you. Check your DMs, BB. number six, do you have any irrational or silly fears? Like something someone would say, how is that even scary to? Yes, I am deathly afraid of bees. Not just bees, but anything that looks like a bee, like wasps. Oh, God, I am like terrified. Like, hate. If I see it, I will lose my shit. Like, I freeze up and I panic and I get all sweaty. It's not cute. I'm afraid. And, like, you know, people are always like, but bees are so cute and they're good for the environment. And, like, yes, absolutely. Bees are amazing for the environment. And I think that bees, you know, I understand that I am irrationally afraid of bees because they're good for the environment, they're good for flowers and pollinating, and they're great little guys who are just trying to do their job, and they only bug you when you fuck up their shit. So yeah, like, I get that, right? I get that. Yeah, so anything that, like, wasps, oh god, so scared. Like, if, yeah, no, like I said, like, if I see it, I start getting, like, all trembly and stuff. I'm really afraid of them. And then because, I think, it's probably because bees look so much like wasps, that I just lose my shit. Oh, I'm so afraid. Okay. 7. If you could learn a skill instantly, what skill would it be? Or would you prefer to actually take the time to improve the ability yourself? Okay, so 1, no, I would not prefer to actually take the time to improve the ability yourself. I'd like to be perfect immediately. I have gifted child syndrome. But I think if I could learn a skill instantly, what skill would it be? I only speak English. I was only ever taught English. My family speaks a different language, but, you know, so I would like to be able to speak my family's language, which is Tagalog. I'm Filipino, by the way. Yes, I would like to be able to speak Tagalog, you know, for obvious reasons. So I would like to learn that instantly, to just be able to converse with my family a bit better, you know, stuff like that. Aside from that, what skill would I like to learn instantly? At the moment, I would like to be good at chemistry. I would like to be the best at chemistry because I'm taking chemistry courses at the moment and I don't want to have to think about it. But yeah, I think it would be the language thing, if I could. That counts as a skill. People who can speak more than one language are fucking amazing. Like, that requires so much thinking and so much, like, oh god, like, absolutely incredible. If you can, okay, 1, if you can only speak one language, that is fine, and I think you are amazing. But if you can also speak 2 languages or more than 2 languages, you're incredible, and I think you're amazing, and I think everyone is amazing, is what I wanted to say. I'm not trying to exclude anyone, but yes, I think being able to speak multiple languages is amazing, and I would like to learn how to do that. Okay, 8, what is something you're really proud of? This, honestly, this account. Like I said, I never thought I would get this far. And I'm genuinely really proud of the content I put out. I'm really proud of this account and everything I've put into it, and, you know, the content I put out. My first audio is a little bit rough, and the couple of audios after that are a little bit rough, but I'm still really proud of it because I tried hard, you know, like, I've been trying this whole time, and I'm really proud of it. So I'm gonna say this account, and then 9, rock, paper, or scissors. If you beat me, I'll do something cool for you. I'm gonna say scissors. Let me know if I win. But yes, so I think that is it for the questions on the post itself. Hopefully, I haven't checked my Google form, so hopefully that has answered questions too. I got distracted. Okay. Yes, Google form. Okay. Oh, I got 4 responses on my Google form. Thank you, guys. Okay, so these ones are all anonymous, so I'm not going to be saying who sent it to me because I don't know. Right, okay. So, one of them is congratulations. It's like that one cake, the congratulations, you done it. It's my favorite cake. Okay, congrats on 200 Valerie's. That's me. I want to know, how easy has it been making friends in the VA community? And if you're okay answering, who are some of the closest? Okay, so I'm not going to answer who some are the closest because I'm going to forget people. I know that for a fact. I have a shit memory in general, and I'm going to take a sip. I have a shit gym memory. I have a shit memory right now, especially. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to forget anyone, because I know I'm going to. But I have... Oh, God. I love my friends so much. Okay. Ooh, this tastes significantly not as good anymore because it is warm. That was my mistake for waiting. But yes, I have made some... okay, so how easy has it been making friends in the VA community? Okay, so honestly, I started this whole thing not expecting to make any friends at all ever, because usually I tend to keep to myself. If you don't know me, haven't chatted to me, which is perfectly fine. There's no pressure. Do whatever you're comfortable with. But I am a very shy person. I tend to keep to myself. I'm pretty reserved. I'm really, really fucking shy. I was expecting to fully just keep to myself, but I joined a server that had a bunch of other VAs, and not just VAs, but content creators in general, script writers, editors, other VAs. So cool. And I've made some really, 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 really fucking amazing friends. So yeah, that's one way I've made a bunch of friends. Another way was Holy_Shitamoli, my BB, who I will talk about forever. He was my first friend ever made in this community. He reached out to me after I filled his script, Pick a Card, Goofy Girl Gives You a Tarot Reading, or something like that. I'm not sure if that's the exact reading, but it's something like that. Which was like fucking wild, because it was my fourth, I think, audio I'd ever filled, and he messaged me afterwards and was like, hey, I really loved your fill, I want to write you a series for it, are you down? It was worded a lot nicer than that, because he's more eloquent than I am, but yes, it was something like that. And so, you know, I was like, holy shit, fucking yeah, I'm down with the shit, go for it, like, let's do this, I'm so down. And so, you know, we started talking, and then we ended up talking every day, and I love him so much. He's so great. Oh, I love Holy_Shitamoli. If you are listening, which you better be, I think you're amazing and super incredible and super talented. And to the rest of you, if you are not following him or haven't read any of his scripts yet, you totally should, because he is such an incredible writer, incredible script writer, like, amazing. He's super talented. He plays bass. You should listen to some of his bass covers, because he's amazing, so good, so talented in everything he does. He's so talented, God, so fucking cool. And I am very grateful that he's my friend. So yes, he's the one person that I will name. But I do have a lot of really, really good friends that I've made in this community, and it was surprisingly easy. Joining the server was the big thing that got me making friends, and now I have a lot of really, really close friends that I've made through this, and it's really amazing. Next question, relationship status. Okay, so one, I don't really have to disclose this to you guys, but I'm going to, but just know, like, not every audio creator is going to want to respond to this, which is totally fine. Respect everyone's boundaries. If they don't want to share it, they don't want to share it. That's chill. I, however, don't really give a fuck. I'm single. So that's cool. That's not an invitation for, not you guys, but, like, for anyone to hit me up and be like, haha, fuck, you want to, like, date? Like, mm-mm. But yes. So yeah, I'm single, which is pretty cool. Ideal partner. My ideal partner is anyone, really. So long as they care about me and, you know, they're kind and they treat me well and they treat others well. And, you know, I like it when people are funny. But yeah, that's it. Just be a good person. Care about others. Have sympathy. Have empathy. And that's about all the requirements I have. Yeah. And then, what is your favorite part about doing GFE audios? Just in case you don't know, GFE is girlfriend experience. I am the girlfriend giving you the experience. My favorite part is it's the experience. If I'm being completely honest, I know that's in the, but like, you know, my whole goal making these audios is to, for, you know, 15 minutes to take you and transport you somewhere else for a time, you know, bring you into my world for just for 15 minutes where everything is different and you don't have to think about real life and, you know, you don't have to worry about the things that are going on because I've got you. And I'm yours for these 15 minutes and you are mine. You know, I really like giving that experience, trying to provide that intimacy, whether that intimacy is, you know, wink, wink, intimate or domestic, you know, like just casual, sweet stuff, you know, caring, comfort, just being there. I really like being able to provide that for other people because audios have provided that for me, you know? And you know, if there's one person out there, just one, who listens to my audios and is like, wow, you know, for that point in time, I forgot about everything else going on and I was just there with you, then that is more than enough for me. And I'm very happy. So yeah, that's probably my favorite part. Just giving the experience to others. And then I have two questions from my friends. Some of my friends, who I was on call with just before recording this. I can't remember if I mentioned, but I was on call with them and we played games and I got drunk. So the first one is from, I want to make sure that I type this out right. Okay, so from Short Girl Rage, that is Short GHURL Rage, asked me what my favorite color is, and my favorite color is black, but if you hit me with the that's a shade, not a color bullshit, I will say my favorite color is purple and also fuck you. Yeah, I really like black. I wear it. It's probably what I wear the most, and it's great. I love it. It's wonderful. But also I really like purple, specifically like a faded, desaturated purple, light, faded, desaturated purple, I think, like a lavender-ish shade, you know what I mean? But yes, and then Mossy, MSY_audios, I believe is his tag, let me check, I think that's it, MSY, yeah, MSY_audios, Mossy asked me what my favorite sea creature is. And he did this knowing that I'm gonna ramble. My favorite sea creature is the octopus. I love octopuses. And yes, it's octopuses, not octopi. I love octopuses so much. I think they are weird and slimy and goopy and so incredibly fucking smart. So intelligent and so cool and interesting. And I love them so much. Like there's a theory that if octopuses had a longer lifespan, because they only live about 3 to 5 years, depending on the species, usually-ish. If octopuses lived longer, they would be the dominant species because they are so fucking intelligent, is the theory. And they're so amazing. Oh god, they're so cool. Frick. I've gone on many tangents about how much I love octopuses. But yeah, I think they're great. And amazing, and I love them so much, and they're so cute. Oh, they're so cute. Oh, they're like slimy and weird but also so fucking cute. I'm gonna take another sip. Oh, this tastes so bad because it's warm. I'm almost done. I'm just gonna chug it. Ugh. Ugh, gross. Okay. Anyways, that's it. But yes. So that is the end of my AMA. That lasted a lot longer than I expected. But yes, once again, I just want to say thank you all so much. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, deep, 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 deep down. Thank you all so, so much for supporting me and for following me and for being here for me as I, you know, learn more about this community and about audio making and editing and stuff in general. Thank you for being here and enabling me to do this, because this is the first hobby in a long time that I've been this passionate about. So I just want to say thank you to each and every single one of you that has ever, you know, followed me or commented on my posts or left an upvote or given me an award or, you know, even just listened to my stuff. You know, you don't have to leave any kind of evidence that you listened to it. But even if, you know, you clicked on my post and you opened the link, thank you. It means a lot that I've found a hobby that I'm so passionate about and have gotten have been able to pursue it with, you know, the support of other people. This truly is an amazing thing, being a VA and being able to provide for all of you whatever content you may like. Well, actually, no, I make the content that I like, but the fact that you guys like it too is pretty cool. But you know, being able to give this to all of you, and, you know, getting positive feedback in return, it's amazing. And I forgot some questions. Oh my god, back on the comment thing. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna do this quickly and then I will stop, because I've been talking for a while. From FTW_10, thank you. You're amazing. They said, congrats, Val. Confetti emoji. My questions are, what is your favorite hobby? Okay, so I kind of answered that before, or what my hobbies are, but my favorite hobby is this. Second favorite hobby, art. Favorite color? I also answered that. Black or purple. What is your favorite audio that you've made so far? Oh shit. Probably, Welcome to Calypso's Confectionery. I was really proud of that. I was super excited to edit it. I was super excited to put it out. It was my first not safe for work audio, and I think I did, you know, relatively well. So yeah, favorite go-to movie. Either Thor Ragnarok. I've watched that so many times. I fucking love it so much. I like Marvel. So yeah, either Thor Ragnarok or Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Oh, I fucking love the cinematography and the style in Scott Pilgrim. It's so good. God, I love that movie. It's amazing. But yes. And if you could only eat one food item for the rest of the year, what would it be? I'm a fucking sucker for sushi. I love sushi. I could probably eat that so much. I eat rice often enough as it is. So to eat rice with seaweed and like ingredients in the middle, that sounds perfect. I fucking love sushi. Oh, I love sushi so much. But yeah. Anyways, yes. Okay, I'm done rambling. But thank you all once again for 200. You are all amazing and wonderful. Thank you for enabling me to do this bullshit and for rambling for this long. You are incredible. And I adore you. All of you. Mwah. Thank you. 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 Thank you for all of being so amazing and for, you know, yeah, enabling me to continue this hobby that I've grown to love so much. And more content on the way. I love posting and giving you guys stuff. So yeah. Thank you. And you're great. I hope you have a wonderful day or night or morning or afternoon, whatever time it may be when you're listening to this. And I will hopefully talk to you later. Bye bye. Mwah.